they just, I think all up was 4 months. And I had to get the screws removed because they were rubbing against the skin, so that took me back a bit as well.
Okay. Well, you won the Holbrook Cup yesterday and you've got 3 rides today. Just gradually working on the weight?
Yeah, look, obviously I rode 57.5 yesterday. It was always going to be a bit of a struggle because that first ride back, it's hard to describe what it's like. It just sort of takes everything out of you.
Yeah.
But no, it was good to have a couple of rides and a good blowout.
What about today? John Scorse has just been on tipping Stefan in race 5, the Wagga Town Plate Prelude. Looks a good ride. You'll need a good ride from that draw.
Yeah, look, obviously he's padding. He gets back and he travels pretty good for the run. So, you know, I'll know halfway around in the race if he's going to be in the finish, because he'll do everything right and he'll travel up to him, hopefully.
He will. And, mate, the body out of yesterday, just having the one day back, you pulled up a bit sore or your body's good?
Yeah, a little bit stiff and sore, actually. and nothing to expect.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think first day after, what is it, 5 or 6 months, mate, it'll take a little bit of time, but you should be peaking when we get to the real big Wagga Wagga Cup Carnival.
Yeah, hopefully. It'll be great to peak on that day, especially now that they have the Ty England medal, so a couple of the boys would love to get that too, you know.
Yeah, for sure. We mentioned Ty was at the races yesterday, which was fantastic, getting out and about at Randwick. But I think a lot of people, a lot of jockeys, a lot of Sydney jockeys, and I think every jockey would love to win the inaugural Ty England medal. Hey, Nick, I just wanted a quick chat, mate. Well done yesterday. First meeting back to win the Holbrook Cup, and good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate. Nick Haywood joining us. He fractured his ankle back in mid-December, and he was back there yesterday, and he's got the 3 rides today. Race 1, number 4. Race 2, number 5. And then, Stefan, race 5, number 1.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Harry Angel, the horse that can fly. The world's top-rated sprinter in 2017. Emphatic winner of the Haydock Sprint Cup and the Group 1 July Cup. A precocious son by Europe's leading speed sire, Dark Angel. Harry Angel, the fast outcross sire we've been waiting for. Now standing at Darley in the Hunter Valley for $22,000, including GST. Start with a Darley Stallion, and the rest will follow.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp would like to remind you donations can be made to the National Jockeys Trust at any time. The Trust assists jockeys and their families experiencing financial hardship. Next time you back a winner, go to njt.org.au.
Your next bet is as easy as 1-2-3 or 2-1-3 or 1-3-2 or 2-3-1. Or the Tabs made 1-2-3 even easier with the new Trio. When you have a Trio, it doesn't matter what order your horse has finished. Simply pick the first 3 in any order to win. Plus, you can now see your approximate payout at the time you place your Trio bet online or via the Tab app. Try a Trio today and make 1-2-3 easier. Tab, who are you backing?
Available to S Tab and New South Wales Tab customers only. Gamble responsibly.
Chasing and Pacing Rewind, Sunday mornings at 10:30.
It is, and it's Pacing Rewind with Fred Hastings. And as I say, good morning to you, Fred. I got home and I was watching the action. It was Fetting and the Todd McCarthy show last night, for sure. Good morning to you.
G'day, Andrew. Hello, everybody. Yeah, look, he put on a clinic last night, Andrew, and that follows on from some incredible stats. Since Tuesday of this week just gone, he drove a winner at Menangle on the Tuesday. He went to Bathurst Wednesday night and drove one. He drove one for Kevin Pizzuto at Penrith on Thursday. He then drove half the program at Bankstown on Friday night, 4 winners from the 8 races. And then last night, he was able to pick up 5 of the 9. Quite an incredible run from Todd. And he will be joining us soon as our guest on Pacing Rewind this morning. But it was a very good program. Nathan Turnbull picked up a double last night with Power of Red. Incidentally, pipping Todd McCarthy by a head margin in the first race. Todd drove Lord Zinzan into second, Posse. So it could easily have been 6 for Todd, but it was Nathan Turnbull winning the first, and then Nathan won a race later to pick up a double on Freddie Funk. The feature race last night, Andrew, was named after an outstanding race mare of the 80s, Rangy Bill, the Rangy Bill Stakes, and it was a bit of a boil over at the end.
goes for home, makes every sense, trying to rally. Come Collect comes to the outside of the favourite and is starting to launch. And then came Miss Riviera Belle, major occasion. She's going to have to lift. Inch by inch, Come Collect is wearing her down on the outside. Come Collect puts the head in front. Come Collect wins it. Come Collect has beaten major occasion, Miss Riviera Belle and Storm.
Watching it, Fred, major occasion, you just thought was going to be brave enough to win, but Come Collect for the Tritons just kept finding it. Massive odds. I think it was more than $30.
Yeah, big odds, Andrew. And you're right, major occasion, she's a dour type and she can usually find. She tends to race tough. And even at the 100-metre mark, you thought she might have been able to lift, but Come Collect was just put to sleep on the pegs by a young driver, Lockie Manselman. He's doing a terrific job, Lockie. Won his first Group 1 back on Newcastle Mile Night, Andrew, and he's really going ahead in leaps and bounds. And at the moment, Shane and Lauren Tritton, they're enjoying a family break in Bali, so the flag is pretty much being flown by their team of workers. You know, Marlene, Lockie and the rest of the team, they're doing a super job, and they were able to pick up the feature race win last night, the Rangie Bill, with Come Collect paying $28 on the tape. Major occasion, she'll lose no cast from that run. It was a brave effort. She whacked away strongly and obviously is a top-notch race mare. But Come Collect at big odds, was able to spoil the party.
Just before we're joined by Todd McCarthy, the Steve Turnbull, and we know how strong Amanda Turnbull is, but Art Series looks to be a nice horse in the making.
Yeah, always been talented, and last night, again, did a terrific job, showed a bit of nous at the back end of the race, a bit of fight to stave off the closes, and is a sort of horse, Andrew, going to work its way through its grades. I think he's going to be a nice little horse for them, a bit of a, you know, those bread and butter horses that just produce week in and week out, Art Series. They've just got strength in numbers, and their horses are flying at the moment. Of course, only last week, Elmer's Image was able to score a win by a nostril in a Group 3 race there for Amanda. And, of course, Elmer's Image was narrowly beaten in a Group 1 Bohemia Crystal. So probably it's the flag-flying horse at the moment, Elmer's Image, but the rest of the team around Amanda's team and certainly Steve. And as I said, Nathan trained and drove a double last night. They're flying at the moment.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, let's welcome in our Pacing Rewind guest for this Sunday, Fred, Todd McCarthy. And, Todd, I've got to ask you one question on the way to Fred. I love that style, the old American style, laying back in the cart. You laid back 5 times last night and won those races, mate. Well done.
Yeah, thanks very much. I had a good night and got a few right ones on the right night.
Yeah, the old Toddy McCarthy layback. It's a lean-on, I think they call it, don't they? But anyway, Todd, congratulations. It's just been a terrific week. At the top of the show with Andrew, I was just recapping. You drove winners on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 3 different tracks. You went to Bankstown and dominated on Friday, half the card, and better than half the card, 5 of the 9 last night. It's just a real purple patch for you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Freddie. You know, it's been a terrific few days and terrific season really for me. It's last night just sort of went to plan, and every, you know, a couple of good ones sort of looked good on paper, and they all showed up for me. So it's just
going back over the last 5 weeks or so, Todd, you won a Derby on Miracle Mile Night, Group 1. You went to Bathurst and won the bracelet, the gold bracelet with no win, no feed. That's just in the last few weeks, plus your haul this week. But, of course, you know, Inter Dominions, Victoria Cups, it's just becoming old hat for you.
No, it has been. It's just been a good season for me, Freddie, and I've had a lot of great support from, you know, some really good trainers, and lucky enough to get behind some pretty nice horses, and that's, yeah, that's obviously key.
On those nice horses, just taking you back to Friday, Sapphire Reek won for Kev. Looks like there's a bit of upward scope there. Went all right, won by a good space.
I think so. Had to do a little bit of work, get around the field and find the top, and seemed to win quite comfortable. So, and Bankstown's a funny little track. Usually, if you can find the front, you're nearly halfway home. But, like I said, I had to do a little bit getting around, and no, it won pretty well. So, hopefully, got a good little career ahead of it.
A horse I'm looking forward to seeing on the big track. You qualified for the Carousel, Cullenburn for Craig Cross. Tell us a bit about Cullenburn's win.
I think they said, you know, probably he was going to need the run, just a little bit probably underdone going into Friday night. So hopefully that run tops him off nice. And, no, he's, yeah, hopefully it'll really sharpen him up a little bit going into the racing. So.
And what about Person and last night? This horse, of course, won a intercity pace, and Kev's brought it along nicely. And I thought its win last night was a very tough performance.
Yeah, I did too. I sort of was of the opinion that maybe the horse was probably more of a sit and sprint type horse, especially over the trip, than the more of a stay up. But Kev was confident that he could lead up and get the job done, and he was he's certainly right. He did a little bit early to find the top, and the quarters were relatively honest, and he really rallied to hold them off.
Major Dan, you saw Major Dan leading into the Miracle Mile Carnival. He was somewhat enigmatic. He didn't want to score up a few times. He seems to be settling okay at the start of the score up, and that's the key to the horse. Again, another blistering performance by him. I think they went sub 26 early. He's just low flying at the moment.
Yeah, he's good. He seems to have sort of come out of that. He went for a little bit of a stage there where he probably wasn't quite right in the head, and he just didn't want to be a part of it. But I was happy with him last night. I think that run will even sort of tighten him up again. Start before when we just got beat, probably just a little bit underdone. He just lacked that bit of race and fitness. And last night he was good. So I think he's still got improvement there. And we were really happy with him and how he pulled up. But, hopefully he's got a little bit more there.
The stable star, Tiger Tar, has been outspelling. Have you had any dialogue with Kev as to how far away he might be from returning to the track?
Just a quick chat on Thursday night. We sort of mentioned it briefly, and we sort of thought, Kev sort of said that he was probably going to be maybe about another month away. So he's having a well-deserved spoil, and he was just sort of bringing back when he's ready, and they probably won't rush him too much.
Yeah, so at this stage, no talks about a Queensland campaign. I guess the Len Smith may well be Tiger's mate. You there, Todd?
Yeah, you there, sorry, Freddie.
Thought we lost you there, mate. Yeah, so maybe the Len Smith Miles his main go?
I think so. He probably won't rule Queensland out. He'll just have to see how he sort of comes back, and I think time could be a little bit of an issue there for him, but he'll just weigh it up as it comes and see how things are going. But yeah, I'd say Lynch and Smile will be sort of his next big goal.
Big moment for you coming up in May. You're heading off to Sweden for the World Drivers' Championship and looking to be only the third Australian to win that. Keith Addison and Ted Demler, former Australian winners of the World Drivers' Championship. One advantage you might have, Todd, is you've got a little bit of experience driving over there. Your first couple of heat nights are at Solvalla, where you drove in the elite lot.
Yeah, so at least I know what I'm in for a bit. It's a real privilege and an honour to be able to be a part of that, and I'm just excited to be over there. It's a great one, you know, for me to get picked to go. I really like Sweden and Stockholm, and it's going to be a fantastic trip, and I'm really looking forward to it and the great competitive racing it's going to be.
Todd, I had a quick chat to you on Gold Crown night, and I was struck by some of the comments you made about you and some of the young drivers that you associate with, some of the ideas and innovations. You're a very marketable young fellow. You're driving in great form, and we wish you well, not only for future success here in New South Wales and Australia, but definitely over there. Show them what Aussies are made of, mate, over in the World Drivers' Championship, and appreciate your time this morning on Pacing Rewind.
No, thanks very much for having me on, Freddie.
Anytime. Todd McCarthy there, Andrew. He's just such he's a terrific talker. He presents well, and besides the fact he can drive very well as well, he's the complete package.
He certainly is. No, all jokes aside, his style, he's obviously driven in America, but he just, I often talk to people about the size of drivers, whether they're my size, a big bulky bloke, or whether, they're
my
a small
size,
bloke.
Short and stumpy.
Yeah, we're all different, but it is fascinating, and he's obviously come back with a style. I know he's been back home for a little while now, but it is a style that obviously he feels very comfortable within.
Look, it works for him. He's a tall lad, and he's just got He's just got terrific hands, Andrew, and he's a terrific tactician in front. A few people I speak to say there's probably no better front-running driver than Todd. And look, you know, great genes. Of course, Dad's been a champion trainer driver for many years. Brothers Andy and Luke, I rate Luke as probably, you know, Sydney's best. But I've got to say, it's only a matter of time before Todd, I think, takes over the mantle. I think he is an exceptional talent in the driving ranks. But not only that, Andrew, he's just a very marketable young man. Harness Racing, no doubt, they've used him in an ambassadorial capacity for their carnivals at Menangle and the like. And I think he's just a great ambassador for the sport.
All right, that was last night at Menangle for Pacing Rewind. And this week, Fred, it's Thursday night, Penrith with the Renshaw Cup.
Yeah, Carnival of Cups, it's their flagship race, Andrew, a Group 2 race. And obviously the fields won't be out till Monday night, but they always get some terrific horses. I mean, Tiger Tara won it a couple of years ago. You know, we've seen Smolder win a Renshaw Cup. So they generally get very good horses out there at Penrith, and I can't wait for that race. It's going to be a terrific race. Plenty on there for those that attend on the night as well.
And, mate, most sincerely, congratulations. Times move on. We've had such a busy days with everything that's going on, but you did it again on Thursday night at Penrith, and picking the card, I know there'll be a few saying, oh, there were, you know, a couple of favourites that ended up winning, but there was a $5 hope and a $3.50 and a $3.30. So well done on tipping the card. You like doing it just every so often, and you did it again on Thursday.
Incredible that it took me 30 years to do it once, and I've done it 3 times in 3 years. I hope there's a... Well, I went close on Friday, Andrew, 6 from 8 on Friday. I let the side down. I only got 6 from 8. But,
even if
their odds on, they've still got to win. That's the thing. So appreciate your kind words. I was very thrilled, yeah.
No, good on you. We'll hear from you through the week. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Cheers, Andrew.
Fred Hastings in our Pacing Rewind segment. We're going straight to our Pacing, our Chasing Rewind segment, because there is so much happened last night at Wentworth Park around the Easter Egg, around the Association Cup, and other series that's going on. Mick Cowley from Greyhounds New South Wales is on line with us. Morning to you, Mick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Mate, I got home, I must admit I was tired after the championships, but watching some of the action, it made me rev up again. You did something different last night. I had people saying, why are they doing this? You had the 4 semis of the Easter Egg for the first 4 races last night.
Yeah, we thought we'd mix it up a bit. We put the 4 semis on early, the early quaddie. We get them out of the way, and then gave us time to do the box draw for the big races. We waited till the Association Cup semi. 2 heats were over, so we could do the box draw for that. It just kind of got everything rolling. Nice start to the night. I think everyone was pumped after Winks Day yesterday, so we tried to keep that momentum going.
And what about you? You had a late night, but you've been out and about this morning, they tell me.
Mate, I have been out and about. Now we've got our National Adoption Day coming up on the 28th of April at Wentworth Park. So this morning we were out with some Gap dogs and a few Gap employees out at Centennial Park for Weekend Sunrise. They were doing their weather crosses from out there. So yeah, a bit of a late night, a bit of an early morning, but I might have a nap this afternoon, Andrew. Don't tell anyone.
An afternoon Sunday sleep. I think most of us try and do that occasionally. Let's just go through it. Before we're joined by Chris O'Brien to talk about his greyhound making it through, let's just run through the 4 semis of the Easter Egg, Mick.
Absolutely, mate. The first semi last night was won by Victorian Black Opium. Charged home late, fantastic run. Beat Black Forge. Black Forge was the Maitland Cup winner. One of those dogs, I think it's been in 5 group finals. Really good dog. One of those dogs that you Mr. Consistent sort of dog. Darren Toltana, it ran second and qualified for the final. The second heat was a bit of a surprise. It was Zipping Bailey, Jason McKay's dog. Jason always does get good dogs. It upset Pindari Express and Jamala Jet with the two chances that everyone on Lagoon Red, obviously, as well, were the chances in that race. But Zipping Bailey, again, another fantastic flash time to win that. Beat Areca Lizzie for Ray Smith. Ray Smith, we'll talk a bit about that later, but fantastic effort from him. He's managed to qualify a dog for the Easter Egg final in the Rinka Lizzie. He's got one in the Association Cup final, and he qualified another one last night for the New Sensation final. So he's having a bit of a run at the moment. Fantastic effort. Could be a big night for Ray on Saturday. In the third semi-final of the Easter Egg, it was Peter Ligogiani's Federal Lily. Just flew out of box seven straight to the lead, and away she went. She beat Banjo to Fire, which, as you mentioned, is Chris O'Brien's dog. Fantastic story for Chris getting a dog through. And in the final semi-final, we actually had the fastest qualifier, Blue Striker, ran 29.58. Sat on the back of tearaway leader Miss Splendomero and pounced at the right time and managed to run her down. But Miss Splendomero, another Easter Egg final, was final, big favourite from memory in last year's final, now in David Giel's kennel. And, of course, David, 12 months ago, won the Golden Easter Egg with Uphill Jill. So David's looking for a double again this year as well. So it's a fantastic field. There's a good mix there. There's some dogs that have missed out that we were expecting to get through and others that did get through that we weren't. So it's worked out well. I think it'll be a fantastic final next Saturday night, Andrew.
It certainly will be. We'll update on the market shortly and give you the full box draw. But let's go back to last night and hear the semi-final involving Federal Lily and the runner-up.
Racing, Federal Lily nailed the jump and she's charging. Fabwick got away well as getting up on the inside, but Federal Lily's got too much early dash. Led by four over Fabwick. They'll followed up by Banjo to Fire. Then Rockstar Steffi Finale. A long break to Ningar Cash. I Rocket at the rear is Modus Operandi. Federal Lily the front runner. Led by four to Fabwick. Followed up by Banjo to Fire. Rockstar Steffi, but it's all Federal Lily. She's clear. Federal Lily goes all the way. Federal Lily first, Banjo to Fire second, third in Fabwick. They were followed in by...
Yeah, so Federal Lily gets through, and so too does Banjo to Fire for Nowra trainer Chris O'Brien. Congratulations, Chris, on making the Easter Egg final.
Yeah, thanks very much, Andrew. Really, really happy.
What a thrill for you. Here's Mick Cowley to have a chat with you.
Thanks.
Yeah, as Andrew said, Chris, congratulations. It must be a thrill. You were telling me a bit earlier that the story of Black to Fire's mother, you actually had a big night on Easter Egg night a few years ago with her.
Yeah, Banjo's mum, to Fire, won the 2013 Magic Maiden. So she won the heat, semi in the final, so that was fantastic, mate. I'm just happy to be there this time with her daughter.
How much of a thrill is it for you to get a dog into, one of our two biggest races?
To be honest with you, it hasn't really hit me yet. I'm sort of, I've played a fairly low key all week and just try to do the simple things and keep busy. And I'm sure on a night it will hit me, but I'm trying to keep cool. I'm probably more nervous talking to you guys than what I was last night.
What sort of chance did you give her coming into the series? Was it one of those ones where you thought, I'll just throw her in and see how she goes? Or did you actually think you might get through to the semis and possibly a final?
No, she was going pretty well. I thought, I'll have a crack at it and see how we go. And I know she's got a bit of ability, a bit of speed. But when she drew box one in the heats, I thought, oh, that's pretty handy. But she didn't really use the box. And if you haven't been there for a while, you tend to run a little bit left and straighten up. And that's exactly what she did. And she did the same thing last night. So I sort of can't believe she got through to the first turn, because there was a bit of scrimmage in there and she popped through and she was really strong to the line. So I was really happy with her.
Mate, absolutely. As you said, you've had a couple of ones and you've come up with a four in the final. But doesn't matter. You're in there and upsets do happen.
Yeah, mate. First and foremost, I'm happy to be there, and as long as she gets around safely, the rest is a bonus, really. So,
mate, how many you got in the team down there at Nowra?
I've got a couple racing. I've just sent four away to be broken in, so I usually only have from anywhere from three to six or seven. So usually seven's the maximum. I've got my own little business, and I've got a mate that helps me, Gary Carroll. Without him, I'd be bugging, I'd say, but he's been a great help.
And you do breed a few yourself as well?
Yeah, we breed, well, how the syndicate started was back when the Grand Dam was born. Tiffy, we picked her out, and she was a nice race bitch, a nice stayer, and but she's been a better brood bitch, and consequently, to fire come along, Tiffy produced some good dogs, including Double Twist, who got Greyhound of the Year back in 2013. And Tiffy herself was actually the brood bitch of the year that year, and along the lines of daughters were, Solar Path, who's produced all the good oldest dogs, Frankie, the feral dogs, through Ray Smith, and obviously the dog Little Digger, Zagatti off the leash, some of them, along the lines of, Manila Dawn, and obviously Banjo Defire and a few others. So it's been a great line.
Mate, it has indeed. Well, best of luck on Saturday night. Enjoy the week, as you said. Try and keep it as low-key as you can. I'm sure that'll be difficult.
Yeah.
But, mate, you're one of eight chances of winning it, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, I guess I am. So, I'll keep your fingers crossed and try and have a good week. Yeah, so thanks very much. Yeah.
See, it wasn't that hard, Chris. You don't need to be nervous about around Mick Cowley, mate. He'll look after you. It's when the big blokes come in and really ask the hard ones.
It was more about you, Andrew, actually.
Well done. Well done to you, Chris. I hope it's an enjoyable week for you, mate.
Thanks very much. Thanks a lot.
Good on you. Chris O'Brien joining us from Nowra. Banjo to Fire there. $21, box four. Just before we're joined by our next guest, I just want to mention the market as it stands, Mick. And Federal Lily, number five's the favourite at $3. Off the Red, Black Opium at $3.30. Number eight, Miss Splendomiro at $5. Three, Black Forge at $8. 7, Blue Striker at 8, 2, Arinka Lizzie at 14, along with 6, Zipping Bailey, 4, Banjo to Fire at 21, along with the second of the reserves, Fabwick, and the first reserve, Sunbird Highway, is $31. So Federal Lily is the favourite at $3, but let's talk about another of the semi won by the second favourite at this stage. And Jason Thompson does join us. Sorry, Mick, I thought we had a replay. Morning to you, Jace.
How you going, Andrew?
Very well, mate. Good to talk to you. And no surprise that the kennel's got a genuine chance in the Easter egg final.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to get one in there, and she's drawn where we wanted her to draw. So, I have to say, she's in there with some chance, that's for sure.
Jason, here's Mick Cowley.
Jason, would have been holding your breath, I'd say, a few times in that semi-final last night. But the way she powered home was pretty impressive. Heading out of the back, I thought maybe she might run into a place, but to actually power home and win, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, I mean, naturally, anybody that knows her knows that's not a natural racing pattern, that she's jump and go and get to the front, and or at worst be sort of second and be winning our races like that. But to see her have to really tough it out after sort of dwelling out of the boxes in a semi-final of a Group 1 race was very pleasing to see her do that. And for a bitch that's not even 25 months old, it was a good tough effort and hard fought win, and good to see her get through and make the final.
And she's obviously runner-up in a Melbourne Cup and an Australian Cup. Is she going better now, you think, than she was at those times?
Oh, I don't know whether she's going any better, but I don't think she's going any worse, that's for sure. So, she's pretty much the mark that she's at. She sort of got to that mark at a very young age and has probably held that for, albeit, as I said, she's not 25 months old yet, but she's probably been at the level she's at for probably 3 or 4 months. I think the only thing that's a bit different with her now with race experience is that she's proven in her last two wins that she doesn't have to go to the front to be winning races.
What do you make of the red in the final? You've had the pink the last couple of runs at Wentworth Park. How do you feel about the red? There's obviously a bit of speed in the middle with Federal Lily.
Yeah, look, I mean, I wanted her to draw the red. I thought it was going to be too hard if she drew out wide to get across in a final at Wentworth Park from 7 or 8 for her. I didn't think she'd be able to do it. And I think, it's a great box. As long as you use it at Wentworth Park, box one, I mean, she's going to have to begin, which she she hasn't pinged at her only two starts there, but I'm hoping with those two runs under her belt and she begins how she normally would in Melbourne, that she can take full advantage of box one, put herself up there on the pace out of the boxes, and then it's up to her whether she's